The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools says the district has shown improvement in governance and financial practices. But Mark Elgart, the CEO of Sachs's parent company, says the key will be sustaining that progress.
They must not only show further progress, but show evidence that what they have done and are doing has a long-term ability to stay in place.
In December, the district will undergo a full accreditation review. Sachs placed DeKalb on accredited probation last December due to inadequate board governance. Governor Deal then suspended and replaced 6 of the 9 board members at the recommendation of the State Board of Education. 5 of the suspended members are appealing the governor's decision. In addition, former board chair Eugene Walker is challenging the constitutionality of the state law that gives the governor that authority in a case before the state Supreme Court. Elgart says another sudden leadership change could impede the district's progress.
During upheaval like that, it takes a while for everybody to reposition themselves, and we're really not certain as to the ability of the old board, if they were reinstalled today, for them to reposition themselves.
Elgart says the district will also need to implement a strategic plan and refocus the system on student achievement. Martha Dalton, WABE News.